This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Nothing's more frustrating than filing taxes and discovering you owe money to the IRS. But it's not as bad as one may think. Certified financial planner Byron Moore explains how paying high taxes is a problem a lot of people wish that they had on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
I'll never forget the guy who told me that he paid all of his earned income to the IRS in taxes. Now, at first, I laughed it off internally, assuming that he was either mistaken or exaggerating, but he wasn't. I found out that his tax bill was literally the same number as his entire earned income. Now, how could that be? Well, what I discovered was that he was a victim of his own success. The first thing to understand is that all of us are taxed by the federal, state, and local governments in several different ways. First, most wage earners pay a payroll tax. That's the line item on your paycheck stub labeled FICA, F-I-C-A. FICA is the federal law that requires your employer to withhold three separate taxes from your wages. Well, secondly, and separate from the FICA or payroll tax, you pay a tax based on how much income you earn. And as you earn more money and reach higher levels of income, you pay a larger percentage of that income in federal income taxes. Well, third, you pay a tax on the income you receive, though you did not earn it in a traditional wage-earning job. This is known as unearned income, and this category covers everything from interest earned on a bank savings account to rent payments that you received on a rental home that you own and rent out to others. It includes interest and dividends and capital gains earned on an investment portfolio. In the case of the guy who paid all of his earned income in taxes, it was the unearned income category that was the source of his tax problem. When you first start out as an investor, you put a few bucks into a mutual fund. Hopefully it grows a little. And unless it's a tax-deferred account like an IRA, you and the IRS get a note from the mutual fund telling everyone how much you made that year. If you invested $10,000 and it earned 10%, then your account would have grown by $1,000. That $1,000 is added to your total income taxes for the year, including everything that you earned. Let's fast forward 30 years and let's assume that your account is worth $1 million. Sweet. Well, if it had a really spectacular year and earned 15%, your account would have earned $150,000 on that year on top of the million that's already there. Now, let's say that you're earning $100,000 in your job. Well, when it comes time to do your taxes, you're going to have to report $250,000 of taxable income to the IRS. $100,000 of it you earn from working in your job, and $150,000 you earn from investing. Nice problem to have, I know, but your total tax bill would be about $58,000, more than half the income that you earned in that particular year. Well, there are a variety of tax reduction strategies that you could consider to reduce an income tax bill made higher from investment. Some might make more sense than others, and all should be judged in the context of your specific circumstances. So consult qualified tax and investment advisors when considering any of these kind of tax reduction strategies. Just keep in mind that paying taxes because your investments are doing so well is the kind of problem everyone wish they had. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.